This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
The company closed me up on what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting. Right now, as we speak, you have this thing going on with North Korea and the United States of America. Is there going to be a summit or is there not? Should I stay or should I go? Anyway, I would say that we're going to stay and stick through it and get the young whippersnapper, Mr. Ong, to come around, actually. I suspect that's what's going to happen. Anyway, that's just, I'm just saying that this is what should be happening. We have another school shooting that's gone on this morning. Two in critical condition after active shooter reported in Indiana at a middle school. Of course, we reported to you earlier in the first hour about a man who opened fire at an Oklahoma restaurant was shot dead by a Good Samaritan, as he was known. I called him a hero. Yeah, we have no idea what's going on yet with the Indiana situation. There's not a lot of news out there about that. It was about an hour and a half ago. There should be plenty of news, but everybody's apparently been transported to another location safely out of the area. So this is what we do know at this point in time, that there's two people that are injured, a young lady, 13, and an adult. That's all we know. They're in critical condition. That was the last that we heard. We've also been covering what's been going on with North Korea and the summit, and then we also talked about John Brennan. Why did he go to Moscow in March of 2016? And then all of a sudden the dossier shows up. Now remember, his trip was not to visit with Putin. No. Putin doesn't cotton too much to John Brennan, and vice versa. They're completely different characters. So who would Putin be meeting in Moscow? The opponents, obviously, of Vladimir Putin. That's a fact. We know that. He's on the opposite end of things if you know what I mean. Okay, so what's really going on right now? We're going to try and chime in a little bit to see if the president is still speaking at Annapolis.
Service.
Here we go.
And they made America very proud to everyone.
Well, I guess not. I guess
he made a decision early on within his first 30 days.
I guess we're not going to do that. I guess it's over, from what I understand. I'm just checking the news. He was speaking just a little while ago at the Annapolis ceremony for the naval cadets, and that's where they throw up the hats and all that good stuff. So they are graduating in Annapolis, Maryland, right now as we speak. I have a feeling the procession is going on. There's another avenue in here, and I am going to exploit it real quick. I'm going to see if I can exploit it, and that is by way of Facebook. There was a live feed of the president there, and we'll see if it's still in existence. It may, in fact, be. We'll see. It'll see. Hang on, because I think it's important.
Class to be commissioned in the United States Marine Corps.
This is the ceremony. We've got the Marine Commandant coming up. He's all dressed up in his dress blues, white pants, and
Rob,
so on.
How do you like our blue blouses so far?
Blue blouses.
The success of the Marine Corps is determined by the quality of the women and men that wear the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. That quality is a bedrock on which we make our Marines, win our nation's battles, and return quality citizens to our society. Today we are here to commission 236 second lieutenants for service as officers of Marines. Your accomplishments and your willingness to serve our great nation speak to the quality of your character and to the excellence of this great institution that shaped you and the communities and families that supported you. It is an exciting time for the Navy and Marine Corps team. Marines, as you affirm your oath, we pass the torch to you. It is now your time to lead and shape the Marines of today and of tomorrow. You will be busy. You will have fun. That's an order. You will be dedicated to your Marines, and as you prepare them for the missions that you will execute together as a team in every climb and place, our nation and our Marines are ready for you to lead them. Graduates to be commissioned in the United States Marine Corps, rise. Raise your right hand. Having been appointed as a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps to rank as such from the 25th of May, 2018, do you hereby accept such appointment? And do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same, that you will take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you're about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Marines! Lieutenants, sit down.
That's taking orders. This is Annapolis, Maryland. The
Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, United States Navy, will administer the oath of office to those being commissioned in the United States Navy. Admiral Richardson, I present 784 midshipmen of the graduating class for commissions in the United States Navy.
Annapolis, Maryland, live. U.S. Naval Academy.
Thank you, Captain. Class of 2018, you're about to take an oath. Congratulations to all the second lieutenants who just took that oath. This oath will bind you. It serves as a seal with all those who have gone before you for our 242-year history. It also seals you to your destiny that the President spoke so eloquently about. You will be tested. You will be tested during your career. But your preparation here and the strength that you gain from the words of this oath, the legacy that you inherit from those who have gone before you, you will face that test and you will make us proud. Graduates, to be commissioned in the United States Navy, rise. Raise your right hand and signify your adherence to this oath by saying, I do. Having been appointed an ensign in the United States Navy to rank from 25 May 2018, do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter. So help you God. Ensigns, welcome to the fleet. You make us amazingly proud, ensigns of the class of 2018, seats.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we will graduate 1,042 men and women who have met the many challenges of 4 years at the Naval Academy. In addition to those you just saw commissioned into the Navy and the Marine Corps, the class of 2018 also includes 11 graduates from 10 nations around the world. At this time, we invite these international graduating midshipmen to stand when their name is called, along with members of their national delegation who are in attendance today. These graduates, whose national flags are flying above the memorial arches at the north end of the stadium, will return to their countries and serve with distinction in their armed forces or enter other government service. From the Kingdom of Cambodia, Say Ray Mankul Ong. From the Republic of Cameroon, Norbert Buba. From the Republic of Cameroon, Landry M. Tomba. From Georgia, Pata Gujejiani. From the Republic of Korea, Yoonbi Ra. From the United Mexican States, Diana Vasquez Areola. From Montenegro, Ayan Soman. From the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Timothy Abuniki. From the Republic of Senegal, Malik Ba. From Taiwan, Chiolin Hu. And from the United Arab Emirates, Ibrahim Isa bin Ali Al Taniji. Thank you. Seats. Today's graduates join the more than 84,000 men and women who have graduated from the Naval Academy since its founding in 1845. As part of our graduation ceremony today, members of the Naval Academy class that preceded this year's graduates by 50 years will honor this continuing chain of Naval Academy graduates by presenting engraved ensign and second lieutenant uniform devices to the class of 2018. Several members of the class of 1968 are listed in your program and are here today to participate in this special recognition of Naval Academy graduates' contributions across the decades. Please join me in recognizing and applauding these distinguished graduates. Finally, before we begin introductions of individual graduates, I should remind you of an important Naval Academy tradition. The parents and friends of each graduate are invited to stand when that graduate's name is called. In that way, we can recognize your contribution to the achievement of these fine young men and women. The president will present diplomas to those individuals graduating with distinction. Those members of the class of 2018 graduating with distinction, please rise.
Well, this is when they start calling off the names, and I got to tell you that I've done, I don't know, 25, 30 of these graduations myself, calling off names, organizing these kind of things, and I got to tell you, these things are not easy to do. I don't care what it says. Whether you've got 1,000, whether you've got 500 or 200 or 25, graduation ceremonies are always difficult. And I've done those before. I've done as many as 1,000 graduates in one graduation.
Ensign
so I
Christopher
get it.
G. Cantillo stands here. First in the class.
That's a big
Gregory
honor.
E. Heyer. Nathan R. Bermel.
They take their diplomas from the president.
Michael D. Walker.
The commander-in-chief.
John J. Gaynor, Jr. Carter B. Byrne. David J. Lidka III. Benjamin R. Dunphy. Samuel M. Haber. William R. Stom. Kurt M. Zepeda. Rachel L. Fortner.
Well, anyway, you can kind of get into the names of this whole
Jennifer
thing. This is a special treat to be able to see this and just sort of give you a little bit of a flavor of what's going on. It's getting to be 11:30 over there, so in the morning they're going to have a lot of things going on. It's a beautiful day out there in Annapolis, Maryland, to see the midshipmen being graduated. And I guess sort of welcome aboard to the Marines and also to the ensigns of the Navy. Now, welcome to the fleet, as they said. So this is kind of a neat deal. The Marines are dressed up in their blues. I think they used to wear whites all the time, both Marines and naval personnel at the graduation. But now I guess it came out in their blues. So that's sort of a little bit different twist. You see these little. there's about 300 of the Marines being graduated, and about 800 of the Naval Academy folks. And so, anyway, that's big news. I like these kind of things. You should too. Anyway, the president doing a good job. He's going to be shaking the hands of all 1,000 folks. I got to tell you, I've stood in those lines and shook those hands before, and it's. You're right. After a while, it's like mush. Like, oh, squeezing her. Oh, my God. And anyway, and of course, you have to wash your hands right away. A little suggest to get the Purell or whatever that stuff is for your right hand. Okay, so anyway, moving on. We got a lot of other things to cover right here. And I know that I just wanted to have a little, you might as well celebrate, right? We got a nice holiday coming up. And graduation season is upon us. It's certainly May and June and graduation taking place. We're going to try and give you the latest updates on some of the news and things that are out there right now. And again, going back to the Kim Il-jung thing, that's obviously a big deal. Weinstein has been charged. A lot of things going on. We opened up the door for discussion in the last hour about John Brennan and what John Brennan was doing in Moscow in March of 2016. Now, it's interesting, and again, the part of the story that we're going to try and cover today, and we're going to kind of roll it out here today and bring it to you in the weeks ahead. What is John Brennan doing, and what has he been doing? And, of course, as a deep state operator, we all pretty much understand his functionality as a deep state operator right now. And this is one of the things that we have been really kind of intensely looking at. You know, this reminds me of the Shakespearean thing where it says, "Thou protest too much." And you've got never before seen, I've ever seen, in our history, and I've been following, you know, I'm an old guy, and I've been following these things as a political devotee since I was a kid. And I have to step up and say my stepfather actually taught me to be a political person. And boy, howdy, did he ever. So I was indoctrinated early. But I can remember my first experience politically in watching the debate between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon. Now, that goes back a while. And I'll never forget, I tell this story every once in a while just to sort of give you some perspective on how perceptions and things were carried out by the media. And a big one, by the way, back in 1960, we all had TVs. They were black and white TV. They hadn't figured out the color thing yet. Seriously. You know, we have all these fancy screens and, you know, like right now in my studio, I've got 5 computer monitors, and we press buttons and pull levers and gizmos and things like that, and we make it all happen, you know, either in a video or in a audio context. Now, that's really a great achievement to be able to do that. Now, I'm just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 5. Actually, I have 7 screens. Only two of them are not on right now. so when I power those bad boys up, now we're rocking, right? But the point that I'm trying to make is that back in 1960, which is when this was, I was a little tight, but I do remember vividly watching the debate between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon. And my mother and I were in the room, in the living room, watching the Zenith TV, which is kind of interesting. I had a remote control, right? But we figured out, I had bicycles, and I had one of those clips that were, you know, you'd clip around your leg so your pant leg wouldn't get caught in the chain. It's kind of interesting. For whatever reason, one day I was watching TV, and I dropped the little thing, the clip, on the floor, and it hit on the side, and it clicked the two ends together, and the TV changed channel. And I thought, wow, that's pretty slick. Well, it was obviously the click that was caused by that was on the same frequency as the remote control, apparently. And boy, we had a lot of fun with that. I would mess with my mom's head because all of a sudden we'd sneak around and drop that thing, and the channel would change, and she'd freak out. Well, I didn't touch anything, and we'd keep her freaked out. But anyway, just a little thing. But we were watching, my mom and my brother and others, the TV, and we watched the debate. And we thought, God, that John Kennedy just chewed up Richard Nixon. Well, my stepfather was in the other room, and he didn't like TV. And he listened to KFI all the time, and he was listening to the debate live. And man, he came out. He was so proud of Nixon. He said, wow, that Nixon, he just knows what to say, what to do, or blah, blah, blah. And we're sitting going, what did he watch? Well, he didn't watch anything. The perception by him was a real one. And I've done this before. I've gone back and listened to the debate on audio, and you think Nixon just cleaned his clock. But when you got the visual and you saw Nixon in the suit, this grayish, whitish suit, he looked terrible. Kennedy, on the other hand, well, he looked more handsome. The handsomeness won out, of course. And that was one of the deciding moments of television and television history. And I'm saying that right now we're going through a little bit of that history again with perceptions about the deep state and the not-so-deep state and the media itself. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay. A little reminder to visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news. Agenda21Radio.news, and also you can NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. 43 counties. Hello. Hello. Everybody take notice. There's 43 counties now involved with New California. That's not no simple, small number. It's not. Is it? 58 counties, 43 right now on board with New California. That is what I'm saying. Now, I am saying that this is no simple matter to create a new state, but if you stay the course, and if you follow the Constitution, and you do as prescribed, you will make a new state. And we've done that so far, and we're doing it, and we will be making a new state. Just thought I'd let you know. We are actively involved in forming a government. I'll tell you that right now. This is the sort of big announcement coming out of New California right now. We are actively involved with forming a new government in California, for New California. We're not disguising it any longer. Here it is. And we will be proactive in establishing this new governance system. It has no legal merit. It has nothing yet. It has not been certified. No stamps of approval. Nothing. We understand that. Decisions in anything implemented will be only amongst the organization as it sets right now, as a corporation, not as a state entity. Absolutely. We will be following the laws. We will do all the things that one has to do to lawfully and legally form a new state. That's just the fact of the matter. I want to be very clear about that. This is not about a revolution. This is not about a revolt. This is not about taking up arms or anything like that. No. We're doing what the Constitution says to do. We're being lawful and we're being legal. This is not a secessionist movement. We are forming a new state. We're making the Union stronger. We're adding to the Union of the United States of America. That is what we are doing. The United States is growing as a country. Freedom and liberty is growing in the United States of America. That's what this movement is all about. It is not about totalitarianism. We've experienced that. That's why we are forming a new state. We think in the long run, clearly, it will be advantageous to the rural people of California to form a new state in which the rural people of California can have their own self-determination as a state. We feel that is critically important to understand that concept, because right now they don't. There's no representation. Rural people are not represented in California, nor are they represented in other states as well. Court decisions have taken that from them, that representation. That's why we are forming New California, to gain representation for rural people. There's about 18 million rural Californians that are not represented today. And there are 22 million urban Americans living in California, in which they get massive representation, in which it's all about them. In which they take advantage because of the representation, and unwittingly so. We're not blaming the citizens of California for this. It's the scheme by which the leadership, if you will, these totalitarians who have taken over the monoparty state of California and turned it into a communist haven. It's the scheme by which this has been developed that is problematic. And that is why we are stepping up as New California said, look, there is a way to stop this and gain representation for freedom and liberty of all Californians. And that's called the Constitution of the United States, and it's provided for Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, which states in part that new states can form from pre-existing states or parts of pre-existing states. But they must gain the approval of the state legislatures and the Congress. That's a summary of Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. Furthermore, there is a constitutional guarantee for all Americans that live in states. And this constitutional guarantee is Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which states, in part, that states are guaranteed to be free from invasion. They are free, they are guaranteed to have a republican form of government, and they are guaranteed to be free from domestic violence. Those are the three elements of the guarantee clause. And right now, citizens of California have none of that. The monoparty system, the totalitarian dictator that lives as governor in California, and his minions and other operatives and other state legislators and other local elected officials, all complicit in this monoparty system, which has brought you one party, the destruction of a second of two-party system or three-party system, in which parties do not count. We're watching this being put on full display right now in the primary election coming up. Corruption to the max, guaranteeing one thing, the continuation of the monoparty system. When you rig elections like we've got here in California, you know it's a dictatorship. And it's been this way for quite a while. And the rigging system was put in place over a long period of time. And it's a very clear train of abuses that have brought us to this point right now. That's why we are forming New California. And we're using the Constitution legally and lawfully to do so. That's why when we say we are forming the new state of New California, we mean it. We have started the synergy. We started the ball rolling on January 15, 2018, the birthday of New California, in which we declared our independence from the state of California. We declared our intentions that we were going to form the new state, and that's what we are doing. By July, we will be convened together. Members of the counties of California, New California, 48 strong, perhaps as many as 50. Right now, we're at 43. When we get to such critical mass, we will be working with, we will having people take their oath of office into new offices of assembly members and senators, state senators for New California, representing each one of the counties that are engaged in New California. That is what our mission will be in our first convention. The first convention in Fresno, California, in the latter part of July 2018, will occur. And we will be taking oaths of office, and we will be establishing a power-sharing government, equal representation for three branches of government, a judiciary, a legislature, and an executive branch. Will take their oath of office, and a new government will be established in New California. History will be made, and we're certainly going to let everybody know the dates and times and locations and everything else. This is one of three conventions to be held. Three conventions to bring New California to life. And you can go to the website of newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com, and you can determine for yourself what you want to do, whether you want to become part of New California and the state movement to make New California, or you just want to sit back and let it all roll over you. I just want to ask the question, how's it working for you now if you're just sitting back and letting it all roll over you? And by the way, those of you that have left California, my suggestion is you come back to New California, or perhaps you're just as comfortable in someplace else. Or maybe you're just comfortable in California where there's not going to be as much freedom and liberty for you. Anyway, we'll be back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn. turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, as you're hearing there, that's got the sound issue going on, but it's you've got in the background, you've got they're still saying the names of all those people that are graduating. This is going to go on. You got 1,000 names to read. I'll tell you what, it has to go. You have to have the right readers. I always used 4 readers at graduation, especially when we had about 900 and some students one time, close to 1,000. When I was at Esperanza High School in Southern California, and we ran them through in an hour. Whew. An hour, 60 minutes. I'm telling you, we did it on like TV time. We had 4 readers, and boom, 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 boom. The names went out, and it all worked. It all worked. I mean, it flipping worked. It's still to this day, I'm kind of like going, you got to be kidding me. It actually did work. And, you know, that's the thing, is that to get these kind of things to work and harmonize together. Now, here's Donald Trump. We're going back to this Annapolis thing. Here's the readers that are going on. Here we go. Yep, here we go.
Christopher
readers.
D. Johnson.
Ian A. McLeod.
See how they're doing this. They've got 2 readers at least.
Robert H. K. the second.
Okay, we'll see here.
James G.
Yeah, there's only 2. We used 4. And the reason that we used 4, let's see, where are they?
McAnally.
They're in the M's, so they're about halfway through, let's say.
Christopher M. Martinez.
They've got another 20 minutes of this.
Shelby K. McCool.
Well, maybe not. Let's see.
Camille Andrea Mazzal.
Yeah, they've got
Patrick C.
They've
Arthur.
Got quite a bit of time here to go yet.
Jonathan Samuel Meyer.
Amanda M. Murray.
Anyway, so when you're doing these graduation ceremonies, some particulars to look for. We always did this thing where we had the 4, well, when we had large numbers, we had 4 readers. Normally it is 2 readers, and it goes exactly like you're seeing here. Now, because we had large numbers, we went to 4 readers, it was the logistical part of being able to hand off paperwork to one another to read the names, and that was really the whole thing behind it, why it went so smoothly. It went just as smooth as this is going fairly smooth, but we went a lot quicker. Another name could come out right now. See, they've got pausing between. There's another name would, so you can see how we would get the rhythm down within the 4 readers, and it would just be boom and boom and boom and boom and boom and boom. Now, we did that for a strategic reason. I'll tell you why. because everybody wants to clap and cheer when their child's name is read off, right? Well, of course, what we always did was told the audience, please do not do that, because we're going so fast, we want to get the name out there, we want to get their pictures taken, we want to get the things that need to be done when they get the diplomas and so on. So we had these four locations where people, the kids would walk up, get their stuff, and they get the pictures. We'd have four pictures. Actually, they only had two cameras, but it was at four different stations so they could rotate around. But what we did that for was because it eliminated the people applauding, because everybody wanted to hear and everybody was respectful. We came out at the very beginning and we had a 2-minute presentation about how the crowd should behave and what our expectations were and why, and told them the reasons. And we also, not only did we have those readings put out there, but we also made it very, very clear to them in mailings and so on that we want this to be a wonderful ceremony for your children, and please respect that we're trying to make it work. And we got them on board, in other words. And that's what graduation should be about. They should be about the parents enjoying the fruits of their labors. And again, we always told the kids, look, you gotta have to get something through your heads here, folks. We told them this all the time. Said, this graduation is not about you. Graduation is not about you, the graduate. Graduation is about your parents. It's a celebration for them. Please honor that. And the kids were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know how kids are. And inevitably, the kids got it. They would get it. Every single one, they would get it. They would honor their parents. And see, that's building families. Just those tiny little things a school can do to build families together. Celebrate the family. Celebrate the fact that the parents have brought all this to them, this moment of graduation. It truly is a celebration for them. Where does the time go? The graduation season here, we're going to bring out some of these graduation speeches. I might even make a graduation speech or two. What do you think? I haven't done that in years. I haven't done a graduation speech in a long time. They're kind of fun, actually, looking at it now. Look at it now, because I don't have to do them all the time. That's just me, you know, the radio talk show host coming out of me. But I enjoy seeing this. I really do. I have to say I'm enjoying watching these kids graduate from Annapolis. And, God, they look so young. And, you know, as you get older, they always look younger. Just a little. And a great success to them in the future of their careers. It's really going to be awesome for them to be affiliated with the military like this. And you couldn't be prouder to be in the Navy or the Marines or the Army or the Air Force or the Coast Guard, National Guard, all those, everything to protect the United States of America. It's truly an honor to be associated with them, and I'm very proud of my father, who was a Marine, and my father-in-law, who is also both Marines. Go figure. I guess it must rub off on me somehow. I don't know. Those halls of Montezuma, you know. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're out of here. We're out of here. It's going to be a great weekend. Enjoy the weekend. And visit newcaliforniastate.com. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff hitting on newcaliforniastate.com, announcements and so on. So anyway, we'll be back listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And, of course, what we're listening to here are the names being read at Annapolis. Donald Trump shaking everybody's hands. And let's see. We're still on the M's. So we got a long ways to go. He's going to be there probably for another 25, 30 minutes shaking hands. Because there's about 1,000 of them, if you recall. About 1,000 of these.
Jose.
Graduates, both Marines and Naval Academy graduates.
Zachary P.
And, again, it's just to me, it's refreshing. It's kind of a wonderful thing that we have this ceremony going on. I can see it. You know, I can remember back on my days of graduation, setting up graduations, organizing graduations, putting the names and stuff, but being confused by it all, and then having to give speeches and kind of like Anyway, congratulations everybody at the Naval Academy and all the graduates of all the military academies. And you know, it's just really quite an honor to be sharing this moment with you on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm more than happy to do so. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and it's going to be a great weekend, great three-day weekend. Everybody go out and have a good time, be with your family, and thank God for this country. Go to church on Sunday. How about that one? That one might even be a good one, too. Anyway, a lot of things going on for New California, and we're going to be keeping you up to breast on that. And, well, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I say at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less?